Hey, welcome back to The Grilling Guys. It is the smokiest show on the radio, brought to you by Standard Lumber and Kitchens. And we are recording this show because I'm in the woods and Jop is on a barbecue sabbatical. So I hope the recording works out well. I'm being joined right now to fill in for Jop by Brad Ensing from Standard.
Standard, I got a new job.
From hey, Garrett's, from Garrett's Appliance. Brad is one of their commercial salesmen. He does all the project work for them and stuff. And you might catch him in the store. So you guys have a big shindig going on this weekend.
We do, actually. We've got the grand reopening going of our living kitchen, which is all Sub-Zero Wolf product. And then on top of that, we, of course, we used to call it Black Friday. Now we teasingly call it Crappy November because it's basically all month long is in full force right now. So
that's nice. Well, my whole kitchen, I mean, between Standard Lumber and Garrett's Appliance, my kitchen was derived from those two companies.
Did you pay your bill yet?
I don't think so. Don't bring it up to accounting.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I have a beautiful giant built-in refrigerator. I have a Thermador range, Thermador dishwasher, big, beautiful 800 CFM ECM drive hood.
Let me ask you this. How are you liking those burners on that stove? They're awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that star burner?
It's like I feel like I'm down in Houston and the space shuttle's ready to take off because it's like... When I put it on high, it's just like.
No,
had my wok on it last night.
Okay.
I've got a big wok and a little wok. Matter of fact, I'm fixing to hang. I just talked my wife into letting us put up. Here's how it goes, right? Pecking order.
Yeah, exactly.
Letting us.
Yeah.
But she's, you know, I do all the cooking anymore, but she does all the design work. So that kitchen's gorgeous because she worked with Standard and Garrett's, and I just, I just do the food. I said, you buy what you want. And so it looks good because she was in charge. Now, if it was me, it would be a lot more utility-oriented. So I'm getting my utility wish by getting a big rack on the ceiling. It's a vaulted ceiling in there. And I'm going to get a big rack because I have all kinds of Lodge cast iron. And she has to have everything match. And I said, okay, I need my pots and pans to hang and to make them accessible. And she's like, well, we have too many odds. And then it's like, nope. I'm just going to put all the cast iron up, so I'll get my big wok up there. I'll get my giant fry pan, my regular fry pan, and the combo, they call it, from Lodge. And I'm going to just get that cast iron hanging there. She gave me a thumbs up. So
Well, first and foremost,
victory.
You bring up big rack, and who doesn't love a big rack? And we're talking deer hunting now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Back to the show, if you will. But, no, the one area that we deal with at our house, though, because I love to cook as well, love to grill, love to smoke, but I'm a cooker at heart as well, is who's going to clean the stove when we're done.
Can you cook while you smoke?
Yes, if you're doing it the right way.
Okay, so we're going to talk about what to do with your venison, and I think it's like fry, broil, grill, roast, or smoke. There might be something else in there, but those are basically the five things that come to mind for me. And honestly, I think they're all just fine. I'm not a purist. I don't have like this empirical mindset that says, oh, you can only do this or that. Everybody's got different equipment.
Absolutely.
Some people don't have a smoker, okay? If you don't have a smoker, go to Garrett's. They got a great selection. You can get them. And I love that little one from Texas, that stainless one.
Smoking Tex?
Yes.
You better believe it.
Oh, my gosh. That if you don't have a smoker, go get that baby. It's made in America. So,
America.
So let's talk about frying venison. What I like to fry is the heart and the liver. And that's about the only venison I'll fry. And that's when it's fresh, you know, the night of the kill. Slice that heart up nice and thin, fry it in butter. The liver, same way, make some beautiful strips, fry up your onions, throw the liver in there, throw lots of garlic in there. Pour a little sherry on top. Finish it off. Now, mushrooms.
Yeah. No,
put
no.
some mushrooms with it.
Let me add this,
you're a Michigan
though.
Mushroom guy.
I am. I'm huge into mushrooms. I have a problem with the heart because normally my broadhead has gone through it. So in my deer.
You're so full of crap. Yeah.
I
you don't eat the stomach is what you really meant to say. Oh, you don't eat the intestines.
Well, they're still twitching. No,
I've only had one heart shot and 20 some years of bow hunting.
Well, okay. So I'm at 50% this year. Cause my 6-point I took already. I did go through the heart.
That's really nice. But you can still. Yes. It's just partially sliced.
Yes.
So it
depends on the broadhead.
It's
in better mine was
destroy
in
it.
Yes.
So you have a Schrade or what?
Yeah, I was running Rage.
A Rage. That's what I meant to say. Yes, that's what I went to, is Rage. Rage 5. Yeah.
I can't even remember the name of mine. My buddy Matt told me which one to get, and I follow his lead.
Yes.
He lives for this. But you are absolutely right. So first and foremost, I am huge into mushrooms and the bounty of the forest. Just a couple days ago here, I was doing some venison loin chops with some sautéed shaggy manes on top, which is a type of
mushroom. He said loin chops. Some people call that back straps.
Yes, there's back straps. I do those quite often.
Well, you said loin chops.
Yes, so I package as loin chops.
Are you
chops
talking tenderloin?
No, I'm not talking tenderloin. I'm actually talking the loin chops.
Which is the back strap.
All right, there we go. Then I've been qualified. Because yes. I do get, from my processor over in Allendale, he packs me up loin chops, which are the size of steaks, a little smaller.
Right.
And I do have my tenderloin as well, which would be my back strap.
Yes.
But absolutely amazing. Now, I'm not going to give any first and foremost on mushroom hunting because I don't want to be responsible if you pick the wrong ones in the woods.
Right.
Find some good online classes.
But you know a lot of Michigan mushrooms.
I do.
And there's more than just morels here.
Absolutely.
So what do you do with mushrooms, whatever kind they are?
Yeah, so it really depends on the mushroom, but like shaggy manes, for example, or lawyer's wig, a couple of them out there that are prominent when the snow's not quite on the ground, which I just picked some this past week. Is I'll saute them up in a little flour, salt, and pepper with some butter in the pan, and then I'll top my venison with that. We're more of a venison family. I don't do a ton of beef at our house. We'll do a lot of chicken and pork, but venison tends to be mostly our red meat. There's also one out right now, Grifola frondosa. Sorry, there we go. Sheep's head mushroom.
Really?
Which is quite large and delicious as well.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Mushroom Guys,
the Grilling Guys Talk Network.
No, Michigan mushrooms, that's great because I really only know what a morel looks like.
Yeah,
and so I couldn't identify these.
The morels, everybody knows the morels.
Right.
Everybody's going out there getting it.
Because
so
it's
many
phallic shaped.
Yeah, well, that too. It's tough to screw up a morel. There's a lot of other mushrooms, though, that are really tough, the bolets. We won't go there. But,
really? Okay.
As we go into the winter here, there's going to be some winter oyster mushrooms as well that you can collect all winter
long.
That are great. And
oyster mushrooms.
Oyster mushrooms.
Never heard of them. So where did you learn all this about mushrooms in Michigan?
You know, Facebook is a wonderful site to get started on stuff like that. There's another gentleman
by
the
name of... mushroom page or something?
There is, Michigan Mushroom Hunters. There's also a gentleman that's got some YouTube videos. His name's Adam Harriton that you can take courses through. Absolutely amazing to better yourself in the woods.
That's awesome. Usually after I used to eat mushrooms, I couldn't remember to go on Facebook. So just want to remind you, the beer of the week is fantastic, and it's called PBCT. It is from Railtown. And shortly, the folks at Siciliano's wanted me to remind you that they're going to come out with a holiday stout variety. So that's a four-pack to look forward to from Railtown. Wanted to get that plug in there for those guys. And gosh, we're barely getting into real venison talk. Fry, broil, grill, roast, smoke, eat raw.
Raw?
Sashimi. No, that wouldn't be right. It'd be like tartare.
Medium rare.
So let's chat some venison up. In the next segment, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the radio. We'll be back at you.